We're up to the two dots on Daf Ayin Chet Amud Beis. I guess the way to find the two dots to go across from the Taisus Va'at and go down about three or four lines. And there's two dots there. Okay, the Indian Kedushin. The Mishnah said that the same rules of Karav La and Karav La apply to Kedushin, look like they apply to Get. Now, we have three Pshatim in Karav La and Karav La. So the Mishnah, whatever pshat you learn in the Mishnah and get, would apply to Kedushin as well. Fact the Gemara, a statement. Amar Ravasi, Amar Rav Yechonon, the Gittin Amar V'loi V'davar Achar. This whole halacha of Karav Loi Karav Lo is only to be used by Gittin and not by anything else. Because, again, with all three pshatim that we said yesterday, we said it's either Hefker Bez and Hefker. They only did it by Gittin, or they removed Kedushin, that's a halacha by Gittin, or they had a Kmesayra from Sinai, and that also is a halacha by Gittin, but not by anything else. In fact, the Gemara Eishe Rababa, the Rabasi, the Chedinian Kedushin, the Mishnah says it works by Kedushin as well. And for the Gemara, Shadi Hasam Dukhdibi Yatsa Nahaisa. The Torah compares Gerushin and Kedushin, so it applies to Gerushin, applies to Kedushin as well. Now, over here, of the three Pshatim, the one is hard for me. I don't understand it. You learn it's Hefker Bez and Hefker. They can do that by Kedushin as well. They can make it belong to the woman, and it was a good Kedushin. If you learn that it was a Messiah from Sinai, so you can learn it was a Messiah from Sinai and Gittin, and the Gerushava says that whatever works by Gittin, biblically, works by Kedushin. But the question that I have is, if it's Tafkinu Rabbanu LeKedushin Minei, if they remove the Kedushin, how can the Rabbanu make a Kedushin? Unless it's a Rabbinic Kedushin. Unless we're saying that this would be a Rabbinic Kedushin, not a Biblical Kedushin. Because Rabbanu have a right to remove Kedushin because the person, that's, people make it on Kedat Mashiv Yisrael. How do they create a Biblical Kedushin? I don't know how they would do that if you don't learn Hefker Bez and Hefker. So I'm not sure. I would say L'chayre to Rabbinic Kedushin according to the Abshat. Rashi, the Gittin Amru, the Mishum Kurvim is Garesh Mugareshes. That if it's Karav Lo, she's Mugareshes. V'loi L'davar Achar. Yom Zarek L'chayv. If he threw him a debt, Karav Lo, Avat, and it was close to him, to the Malva, and it got lost, the Loiva would still be responsible. Why? So Rashi, the get with the Balkorcha Kriyala, Hilkach La'alter Havigita. Now Rashi seems to be going that the reason it's Beget, not because of Iguna, the way we spoke out yesterday, that the Rabbanan intervened because of Iguna. Rashi seems to say this is basic law, and it only works by get, where it works against her will. Therefore, we say she's claiming it whether she likes to or not. But so according to Rashi, it sounds like this is a biblical law of Karav Lo and Karav Lo by get. And the only reason we would say it works only by get is because you don't need a real das of hers. And therefore, the Torah expanded what is considered her chatzar. That's what Rashi sounds like. Because if it was a loch of Afkinu or Hefker Bez and Hefker, Rashi would have said that's why Bagitin is different. He doesn't. He seems to say that Bagitin is different because since we can do it against her will, there's an expansion of what's considered her koichar, anything Karav Lo. And that sounds like a biblical law, not a rabbinic law. It's not clear, but that's what Rashi sounds like. Dr. Gemara Weiter. He asked him a question. The Mishnah says, the Karav Loi and Karav La, meaning the halacha of being close, whatever way you learn close means, works by Chayv as well. The Mishnah explains. Zreikli Chayvi, the Malva says, throw me my debt, the Zarkaloi, and the lender, the borrower, I'm sorry, threw it to the lender. So the Mishnah said, Karav La Malva Zarka Loiva, Karav La Loiva Loiva Chayv. If it's lands close to the Malva, whatever way we learned close yesterday, three different ways. The Malva is, the Loiva wins, and if it gets lost now, he's not responsible. And if it's next to the Loiva is Chayev. And if it ends up being in Metzah Metzah, whatever way we learned yesterday, Metzah Metzah, they split it. So we see clearly that it applies to debts as well. So how could Ravashi say, the Gittin Amru Velay Vadavaracha? Dr. Gemara, how could Maeskinan, the Amalei Zerai Kli Chayvi, Bitsi Pater? The case of the Mishnah is that the lender said, throw it to me, and if you throw it to me, you'll be Pater. In a regular case, if he would say throw it to me, it would have to land in the Malva's hand. If it lands not in the Malva's hand, even if it's closer to the Malva, it's closer to the lender, he's not putter. There's no halacha of karav zlai by a chayv. There's no such halacha. It's only said by gittin and by the virtue of the gzera shava of the yatsa v'haisa, it applies to kedushin. It does not apply to anything else. And therefore, by chayv, it would not work. The reason in our Mishnah talks about karav loy, karav lo, the Mishnah is talking about, he said, throw it to me and you'll be butter. So he told them, you'll be butter. So therefore, what does throw it to me mean? So the Mishnah explains, throw it to me means karav malva. That's what throw it to me means. But he said, viti butter, Rashi, viti butter, no apatre, because he told them he'd be butter. I will stop Zraik Vichayv Yistamba. But he just said, throw me Vichayv, Zraik Vishaymer Kamar. He means, throw it and you watch it. It doesn't mean that as soon as you throw it, you're butter. Correct the Gemara Yochim Maila Membra. So what's the Chiddush? The guy told him he's butter, he's butter. So what's the Mishnah's Chiddush? That the Gemara Leitzvicha, and if it's Karim to the borrower, he didn't throw it to him yet. Throw it to me obviously means it has to be by me. So, whatever by me means would work. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? And for the Gemara Leitzvicha, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, Dama Leitzvich Lichayvi B'Tayrus Gittin. He didn't tell him the Tipater, just throw me the debt as if it were a get. So the Mishnah is telling me, if it were a get, like it's a get, Karav Lai, if it's closer to the lender, he's Pater, if it's closer to the borrower, he's Chayiv, just like by a get. Karvoy and Karvoy makes a difference. Correcting Gemara Vakati, remember, it's still not a Kedish. He told them by the get. So obviously, we're going to apply the rules of the get. What exactly is the Kedish of the Mishnah? And for the Gemara, Malda Tema Matsyama, the Mishat HaRibach, I would think when he said he threw it like a get, he's only joking around with him, meaning he never meant it seriously, right? He didn't mean that he could actually be butter if he throw it to me. He was not playing around, meaning he didn't mean to potter him the chayes. He said, let's see how your aim is. Throw it like a get. So it's only playing around with him. Kamash Malan, no. If you say it, you mean it. Don't waste words. And therefore, he is butter but lends closer to the lender, even though somebody came and stole it or a dog came and ran away with it or whatever happened. Once it lands closer to the lender, it's putter, because that would work by get as well. And the guy said, throw it to me like a get. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, but ain't a chinami. If he didn't say like a get, or if he didn't say viti putter, there would be no halacha of karavloi, karavlo, by chayv. Would only be limited to gittin, but by extension, kedushin. Dr. Gemara writes, Amar Rav Chisda, get biyada or mashicha biyadai. The husband gave a wife his get, but he held on to the string that's attached to the get. He gives his wife a get, and he holds the string. Question is that called giving her a get? He's still holding the string that's attached to the get. It is not part of the get, but it is attached to the get. Dr. Chizda, im yachol natzi lavi etzai, if he still has the ability to pull it away from her, ain't a megureshes. She's not megureshes. However, in love, if the string would not pull it away from her, meaning he gave it to her, the grip, right? So then megureshes, my time up, what would be the reason for the fact that it's not megureshes as long as he can rip it back from her? Being increases with Zuleika. It's not cut off from him. He's still holding on to that string, Therefore, since he's holding on to the string, it is, she is not Megoreshes, because that's what Rukhisa says. And this is where the problem, this is where the source of the halacha is, that we're so matlin, that the woman not close her hands on the get until it's completely in her hand and he's gone. That's why we drop the get, because of the chumrah here. See, because the maisa, if he's still holding the get when she clasps her hand together, there was no krisis. He was still holding the get. He could still yank it when she clasps her hands together. So we tell a woman to keep her hands open and don't close them. We tell the husband to drop it into the woman's hands and he no longer is holding it. Then she closes her hands and picks it up to make sure that she's cleaned it and she's divorced. But this is the woman. The question is, why is that different than the guy who moved his thigh towards her and she pulled it out of his belt? That was considered good enough. And the answer is, once she took it, it was totally taken. We don't want her to take it when it's still attached to him. Then it's not totally taken, and then she's not megoreshes. Now, there are rishonim that say that as soon as he drops the string, she would be megoreshes, because he gave it to her, just holding on, and then he dropped it. But this other rishonim, a machmer, that since when he gave it to her, he was holding on, the get is not a get. That's how we pass no local amaisa. A local amaisa, we're always strict by a get to make sure that there's a total krisis and there's no questions asked, and that's why we're totally machmer on that. Rashi, no Rashi. Doesn't come out right to do halacha. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Haisi yada asuya ki katafras. The woman's hand was made like a katafras. It's on a slant. She's holding her hand slanted downwards. The zarkula, and he threw it to her. It hits her hand, and it falls down. Because since her hands are on a slant, she can't hold it, right? Hits her hand, slides down, falls to the floor. So the halacha is, Abba Bishi again get the yada, even though it hit her hand, ain't a megoreshes. She's not megoreshes, because it didn't, her hand obviously could not hold anything, so it's not giving it to her. Frag the Gemara, Vakinavu Barba Amasi Dokarabu. When it fell down, it fell within her Dalat Amas. So, L'chayra, she should be Megoreshes. Because the Dalat Amas are Kaina. Right? And for the Gemara, for the Leinach. What happened is, it never made it down. It slid off her hand, and it went, a wind blew it away into a fire, or there was a fire where it slid down to, never landed on the floor. Therefore, she couldn't be Kaina with Dalat Amas, because it never was in her Dalat Amas. It never made it to her Dalat Amas. Something intervened and destroyed the get. So the question would be, was she megoreshes by the fact that it hit her hand? And the answer is, she's not megoreshes by the fact that it hit her hand, because her hand was on a slant. Rashi?
Rabbi?
Yes.
So if her hands would have been in the so-called proper position, but it still fell off, it would have been a sufficient delivery, it sounds like, of the get. But
if her hands would be in a proper position, she would catch it for a moment, and she would be direct, and she would be divorced, then she could drop it afterward.
What if she didn't catch it at all? What if it just hit her hand in the proper position, but she didn't have good hand-eye coordination, and it fell
so
off?
Then it would not be a get.
Okay, so that answered my question. My question was, if her hands were slanted, she could have theoretically closed her fingers as it arrived, and she could have caught it. What's the deal with the position of the hand if the catch is not necessary?
Well, there's two answers. The catch is necessary, number one. Number two is, usually a woman can catch, when she holds it the proper way, to get more rest on her hand. It'll rest there on her hand. It won't fall off. Whereas if she has it on a slant, it won't rest on her hand. And then it becomes a question.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but this sounds like this is still a case where he's throwing it to her, correct?
Yeah.
And And if we're talking about a string from the last case, I thought
No, we're
that
not.
got maybe
This is
it.
a new case. No, this is a new case.
No, no,
There is no string.
I know, but no, but isn't the string there because the shtar is rolled up?
That's why there was a string in that case, yeah. You don't need
I
a
mean,
string.
if these are rolled up, my point is just simple. Is she required to clasp it, or is just landing on her outstretched horizontal hand sufficient? Does she actually have to catch it, or is it just bouncing off her hands for that moment sufficient?
She has to catch it. Now, we are machmer that after she gets it, she clasps her hands. But we don't want her to keep, meaning we want her to be able to land on her hand. We have the woman put their two hands together. We have the get folded, not rolled. That's how it's done today. It's folded, and he drops it into her two hands held together. That creates the get, and then we tell her to clasp her hands. We don't want a situation that she can't catch it unless she clasps her hands, because that becomes a question: did she take it, did he give it to her? So we're machmer that we make sure that he's totally removed and it's in her hands. And then she clasps her hands together.
Okay. All right.
That's what we do. Right. By the way, the saying, no strings attached, comes from this Gemara. I'm giving it to you, no strings attached. What does that mean, no strings attached? Because the Gemara here says that if there's a string attached, it's not a get. So the saying of no strings attached came from this Gemara. So I believe. Dr. Gemar Weiter. We have to do Rashi. Chikatapris, Madrin is slant, Rashi et Vassel, Mother of Karka. Her fingers are turned. Yes.
What if they're fake hands? He's giving it to her at the same time as they're fake hands, and she's taking it at the same time.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ramesh, coming through clearly. I don't know why not. I'm not hearing you clearly. Is there a way you can present the question clearer? Hello?
Can't hear you.
Rabbi Margaret?
Hold a second, yes.
The mitzvah?
Yes.
Is this kapatras the way she's holding her hands, or some kind of congenital? Some kind of birth defect?
Rashi says the way she's holding her hands. Okay, let's read Rashi again. Kikatapras, madrinus, slant. Rashi has the cell, matan lekarka. Her fingers are turned downwards. Shlepashti yad skufa. She did not stick out her hands straight. Kederek pashti yad. Like people who stick out their hands to get something, they stick out their hands in a horizontal position, not in a position where it's on a slant. If you're going to ask somebody for a donation, you stick out your hand, you don't stick it out on a slant. You stick it out straight. Dr. Gemara Bait. Frank the Gemara Vitigarish Mavira Dar Bahamas. Why do I need it to the land? Why don't we say it should be divorced from the fact that it's in the ear space of a Dalaramas? Right, the Dalai Lama's is kind of, let her airspace of the Dalai Lama's be kind of, belongs to her. And if not, Tiff should buy Reb Lazar. Why can't this prove Reb Lazar Shaila? Because Reb Lazar had the Shaila. Arba Amas Amru Yeshla and Avir, Ayenla and Avir. The rule of four Amas, is it only the ground of the four Amas, or is it even the airspace of the four Amas? If you're going to say that she holds it on a slant and it falls, she's not kind of, because it never landed in her four amas because it got burnt up. But before it got burnt up, it was in the airspace of her Dalai Lamas. And if it was in the airspace of the Dalai Lamas, she should be progressive, but in fact, it was in her airspace. And for the Gemara, talking about my Sinan, by Medes HaGavanor, the Mikar Le'ibut Koi. Let me explain. There is two kinds of airspaces. the airspace that is kaina is usually airspace that a woman owns above ground that she owns. For instance, she has a courtyard, it's her yard, and not only is she kaina with the ground of the yard, the kinyan chaser expands to the airspace of her ground, of her yard. As soon as the get would enter the airspace of her chaser, she would be divorced. However, Baba Metzia, there's a question. What if that get was never intended to land? It flew through the chaser in the airspace, but it wasn't landing in her chaser. Or for instance, there was a fire burning on the ground. The guy threw the get. The get was never going to land because the fire would consume it before it hit the ground. So that's called an aver she'ein sofo linuach, an aver that cannot land. So this is a machlokes of Masechtas Baba Metzia. Whether it's kaina or not kaina. So this Gemara seems to assume, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, that aver she'ein sofo linuach doesn't work. So the pshat is as follows. This woman was standing with her hand in a slant above a river that was flowing through her chaser, or not even her chaser, Daurama. She was standing near a river, near a stream, and she was holding her hand in a slant. The get bounced off her hand and landed in the stream and was ruined, gone, finished. She couldn't be kinder. Now, the land of the Daurama didn't work because it never landed in the land. It landed in water and was never hers. The question is, let the airspace be kaina before it lands. And the answer is, since this airspace is located in a way that it can't land in her Zawaramas, she's not kaina. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Bechina, Bechinopal, Adal, the Damas, the Darnopal. Umali, Enga, the Ruya, the Kabam, Shitasa. Why should it make a difference if her hand can't accept it? It's still going to fall into her Zawaramas. But Loinach, Loretz. Okshinopal, Bechinopal, Nisraf, it got burnt right away. The Kabbalah Shaboliyah, the Lab Kabbalah. And what she had, meaning in the airspace, at least so far she didn't accept it, meaning her hand didn't catch it, so therefore it's not accepted. Once he got into her two, and there are four amas, Tigarish Mavareya, she should get divorced from the airspace. But the Kamar Ainam Gareshis, Tipsha Dein Lamaber. Should prove that Dawud Amas does not expand to include airspace. The Baidur Blazer, and that is the Shailam or Blazer. The answer is Agavanar, the Abishain Rui Lenuach Lekani. Airspace that can't last is not Kaiser. Now, the question is, so why don't we prove the Shailam? That's the Shailam also. Whether Abishain Lenuach is Kamunach or is not Kamunach. So why didn't we prove it from this Gemara? Bechaira, the Gemara is saying that she's not Mugzer, that, I'm sorry, if Reb Yehuda is saying that she's not Mugzereshes, so let us prove that Avish Ein Saifel Yinuach is not, Kamunah Dami, is not considered like it rested. So we will talk about that. The Rishayim will talk about that in a later Gemara where it's clear, so we'll deal with it when we get there next week. Next division of Eitzer. Hazairik, Haisan Menes HaRosh HaGad. The case over here is talking about she owns a roof. He owns the courtyard around the roof. So she's standing on top of her roof. That is the assumption at this point. Uzrakalai, and he threw her the get from the courtyard to the roof. Kivin shegia la'avir agag. Once it reached the airspace of the roof, harizuba gareshes. Now the Mishnah seems to be saying that even though it just flew through the airspace, it's she's gareshes. The Mishnah does not say it landed on the roof. The Mishnah said, once it hits the airspace of the roof, she's Mugareshes. That means it seems to say it doesn't have to land, which will bother the Gemara. What if he's on the roof and she's in the courtyard and it's her courtyard and it's his roof? And he threw it to her. So Kivan Shigia Jatim Shusagag, once it went out of the roof, now it's in her airspace. Nimchak Oy Nisrav Harzimagoreshis. Even if it never landed, because it got erased somehow, I'm not sure how, or got burnt, she's Magoreshis because it was in her airspace. And again, the Gemara is going to want to know, why does it work if it was headed to a fire? That's going to be the Gemara's discussion. Mitzvah Hashem, we will get there, probably not today, but probably on Monday. Rashi? No Rashi. Frekta Gemara Bali Mintar. Frekta Gemara, how could you say that as soon as it hits her airspace, she's Magoreshis, at that point, it's not guarded, meaning it's flying through her airspace. It's not going to land in her airspace. Not going to land on the roof. So why does the Mishnah say, once it reaches the airspace of the roof, she's Megoreshes? It should not be that way. The Rashi Valimenter, Aver Hagag, the Asi Zika, a wind can come, blow it away before it lands. Bishule Shagya Zika, and if it didn't get blown away, and something else happened, Shabbat Kela Bakota, or a dog came and grabbed it, like Shamim Machku, or rain, erased the words, the Gemara is understanding that this get works regardless if it ever landed intact. Even if it never landed intact, she's divorced by the fact that it was the airspace of a roof. And the Gemara is bothered with, at this point, it's subject to the wind. And we don't know whether this is going to land or not going to land. And therefore, the air can't work. And if it doesn't end up landing, why is she Megoreshes? And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Gag Shiesh Le'Makas Kivan. We're talking about the roof has a fence. And once it's within the confines of the fence, the wind is not blowing it away. At that point, it's Seifel Inuach. It's headed downwards. It's going to land. And then if a dog comes and runs and grabs it and chews it up before it lands, it doesn't make a difference. It was in an airspace that was going to land and something else intervened. Not something natural, but something happened that intervened. If it were like the wind to take it away, that's not called something else intervened. It was never headed downward. The wind could blow it out. If it's a dog coming, that's not part of what was expected. It's not part of the expected, and therefore she's claiming to get with the airspace, and she's Megoreshes.
Did it fly below the level of the mica, or is it above the mica?
No, it has to go in the mica. It has to go within the walls of the mica.
Not merely above it.
I'm sorry?
In other words, not merely above it, like make imaginary walls. It has to be with, like low enough that it's kept.
These walls cannot be imaginary. They have to keep it from being able to be blown away by the wind. Because as long as it can be blown away by the wind, you don't need something to intervene. The wind is natural. That's not called an outside intervention. It's subject to being blown by the wind. It means you can't say it's going to land here. There's something natural that happens. Whereas a dog or a fire or things that happen are not part of the expected natural experience. What happens is it came within three of the roof. That's called it landed already. It's halacha of lavud. That if something is within three tefachim of the roof, it's considered on the roof. And therefore, it landed on her roof. Now, even if the wind blows it away, it's after it landed on her roof. Above three tefachim, it didn't land yet. Within three tefachim is anywhere between 9 and 12 inches. The halacha called lavud, which says it landed. If it landed, she's Megoreshes. The kol pachas mishloisha samuch legag. Anything within three tachim of the roof, kigagdami, it's considered like the roof. Rashi, kibongos megimo, avid the matisa bochem maskinam, the habi commandinach, it's like it rested. It rested. Now Rashi throws in a line here that the Akhwenim don't know what he wants. The kivin the hagag gvoya yudhu, since the roof is 10 tachim high, it's considered a garden chutzer. Now, what in the world do you need? Who cares if the roof is 10 tefachim high? Now, when I'm bothered, I can have a chutzer next to the woman can have a chutzer right next to her husband's chutzer. If it lands in that chutzer, she's aggressive. What do we need it to be 10 tefachim high? Now, when I'm bothered by that, and not clear exactly what Rashi wants with that line that it's within 10 tefachim. What does Rashi want with that line? It's not so simple. Not so simple. The Torah is getting asked, and Rashi doesn't understand Pshat. Why in the world do you need the roof to be 10 tefachim off the ground? Who cares? I don't have a good shot. Fine. That's the way I like you. Humo Milo, he's in the top, and she's on the bottom. Frekta Gemara, Vale Minter, I'm sorry. Yeah, Vale Minter. Well, it leaves, now we are assuming that the walls of the chutzner don't go as high as the roof. The walls of the chutzner, the roof is on top. So when he throws it out of the roof towards the chutzner, right, it's still subject to wind because it's above the level of the walls of the chutzner. So if it's subject to wind, it's not considered yet avish yisayfel linuach. The Mishnah says, as soon as it leaves the roof, she's mugareshes. The question is why? Shouldn't be as soon as it leaves the roof, it's Megoreshes. You should have to wait to get to the confines of the walls of the Chatzar. Correct the Gemara, but they minter. How could you say the words, as soon as it leaves, she's Megoreshes? She shouldn't be Megoreshes as soon as it leaves. She should be Megoreshes when it hits within the walls of the Chatzar. Amar of Yehuda Meshmul, Tigon Shai Mechitas HaTachtoynes, Aitles Alayaynes. What happened was the Chatzar's walls were higher than the roof's walls. So as soon as it leaves the roof, it's within the confines of the walls of the chutzner. No longer subject to wind. It's headed downwards, and she's kind of the avir of her chutzner. She's the owner of the chutzner. And since she's the owner of the chutzner, at least that's what we're assuming now, she's the owner of the chutzner, and therefore she's kind of, and she becomes the garages. The chay number of blazer and rabbi she, don't she machitis at the chutzner, Eitlis al-Yainis is talking about the lower mechitas were higher than the walls of the chutzner were higher than the walls of the roof. Rashi, Lali Minter, Sankat Eitel Shaget, Gag Devoye Mechaymus al-Chutzner. We assume that the roof is higher than the walls of the chutzner. Ve'echi koniki v'shiyatsa mechusha gag v'gureshes. How can you say as soon as it leaves the roof, she's Megoreshes? Ha'ain't Seifer Linuach. It's not headed downwards. I feel a loibos to like, even if fire wouldn't show up. Da'asi Zika v'dach l'lechot l'machitzes. It's still subject to the wind. And again, the rule here seems to be that if it's not protected from a natural occurring thing, it's not called Seifer Linuach. If it's protected from the natural and then something unnatural happens, like a fire comes or a dog comes or rain, then it's considered Seifer Linuach. So the question over here is, as long as it's not within the walls, it's not Seifer Linuach. And for the Gemara, I twice, Hamakash Ogad, the Shinafik Migag, Matal Avim Mechitzis Chatzer. When it went out of the roof, it landed in the airspace of the Mechitzis. Mushimachim be'in an Eichlis, the high decoy of the type of Mechitzis, Masti Hagag, the Zarchi Klape Maila, Kadeshi Yavar Samachi Yipolachatzer. because when he's throwing it, he's on a rooftop, and he has to throw it upwards because we're assuming that the roof has a gate. So therefore, he has to throw it upwards. If he's throwing it upwards, if the chatzar's walls are not higher, then she's not mugareshes immediately. Again, we're not questioning that as it's headed downwards and comes within the walls of the chatzar, that she's mugareshes. That's accepted. We're zeroing in on the words of the Mishnah that once the get left the airspace of the roof, she's mugareshes. I mean, immediately. And our question is, it's not guarded at that moment. She shouldn't be mugareshes at that moment. She should be mugareshes 10 seconds later. And the answer is, the walls of the chatzar are higher. It never was out of the walls of the chatzar. It immediately left the roof. It was within the confines of the walls of the chatzar, and therefore she's mugareshes right away because the wind could not get a hold of it. That's what Rashi is trying to say. That's why it has to be eitzvice. It has to be more. Because if it were equal, as soon as he throws it upwards, it's still out and it has to go downwards. And that, again, is subject to the wind, so it's not going downwards. That's a good point. You know, the Mefarshim were bothered with, the chatzar is obviously a chatzar mishtameres. It has to have four walls. So, Where is this house roof, wherever it is, located? So the simplest way to learn is it's the middle of the courtyard. The courtyard walls go around it from all four sides. So she owns this rooftop in the middle of this courtyard. That's the simplest way of learning. That's what I like. Amalei Rav Abba L'Ula, Kaman Karevi, the Amar, Kuta Kamisha Hon Chudavya. Okay. There's a machloikis in Masechta Shabbos, whether when a person throws from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachad, at what point is he Mechal Shabbos? When it enters the airspace of the Chatzar, or when it lands in the Chatzar? Halacha is, one of the malachas in Shabbos is taking something from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachad. So the guy throws from Rishus HaRabim into a yard, and it didn't land yet. Is he Mechal Shabbos at that point? Or is he only Mechal Shabbos if it actually lands in the yard? Because Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi says he's Mechal Shabbos as soon as it's absorbed in the airspace. And Rabbanan says he's not Mechal Shabbos until it lands. Seemingly, we're saying that the airspace can be kind of the get. That sounds like Rabbi, that airspace is considered like landing, which is what we've been assuming, but it's a machlekes tanoim. Is the Mishnah L'chaira taking sides in this machlekes tanoim? Lema, let us say, I'm sorry, I'm going to let Kaman Karevi, the Makut Kamishon Chadavya. Dr. Rashi, Kamishon Chalaris, the Tanya, Hazarek B'Shabbat, Mishu Sarab, B'Emta, Rabbi Mechayim Echavim and Baitim. Now, Rabbi says in a bigger Kiddush that even if it never lands, it just flies through. It's considered like it landed. But the Rabbanan argued. They say it has to actually land on the ground. Then the question becomes, if it actually lands on the ground, why should we go Rashis before it lands on the ground? Must be we're going like Rabbi, that we don't need it to actually land on the ground. And for the Gemara Amaleh, for the Tamer Rabbanan, no. It could even be going like Rabbanan. Atkan Lekami Rabbanan, that machlokes is in Hilchos Shabbos. What's considered a hanocha for Shabbos? Avo chacha, here acquiring an item, shemin turihu, that has to be watched. Vaminter, and it's watched. Meaning kinyonim and Shabbos are different. I am kinder with my chatzar as soon as it's guarded in my chatzar. So as long as it's in the airspace that I own, and it's watched. So it's safe. Once it's safe, it's my, I'm kinda. Don't need halacha called hanocha. It doesn't have to rest anywhere. Shabbos is halacha called hanocha. It has to come to a rest. Rebbe says in an airspace is called a rest. And Rabbanan say, no, it's not. But kinyanim have nothing to do with resting. they have to be guarded, watched in my chutzah. As long as it's watched in my courtyard, I am kinda. So even if it's in the airspace of my courtyard, belongs to me and it's watched, so I'm kinda. And Rabbanan would agree to that. Rashi, kimin shkuta b'toycha avir, we did that already, period. Back to the Gemara. V'chein amar Ravasi amar Rav Yechanan, v'ashem mechitzas o yitakhtarinus oitvus alo yainus. The bottom mechitzas were higher than the roof mechitzas. The same answers we gave before, and the same conversation took place. Right, it was Rav Abba asking Ula, and now it's Rav Zera asking Ravasi. Amalur Zera Ravasi Kaman Karabi Namakutik Mishul Khadamya. Does this depend on the same achoikas that we have in Masech to Shabbos? Right? Whether we say Kutik Mishul Khadamya or not. So the Gemara answers, no, I'd come with Ligi Rabbana Lady the Rabbi in your Shabbos. Avahachim Mishim and Turim and Philotime Rabbana. And it is guarded. Okay, now Rashi says, I'm sorry, Amaloy Rav Zeru L'Ravasi Gosinava Kedishani Ula, like Ula answered Afilatem Rabbono, the same conversation took place between Rav Abba and Ula, took place with Rav Zera and Rav Asi. Fine. Nimchak. It got erased. Amar Loi, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Loi Shanu, El Shanimchak Derech Yerida. It's talking about, the Mishnah said, he threw it off the roof, and it got... Yes.
Listen, he's throwing it into her hand, okay? So his das to be mocked, to megarish her, is that she's going to catch it and it'll be all fine and dandy. When she moves her hand and her dalet amas is kona, is that megarei on his das?
Again. He doesn't care how she gets the get. He wants to give
when he sees her hands there, his machshav is that's the way she's going to be megareshes.
Again, we had a sugya back in parent number 6 that talked about if a guy said to divorce her in one city and divorced her in another city. So we said over there he cares because he doesn't want to be embarrassed in only in a certain city, not in the other city. So
right.
The answer is not his das. The answer is if he has a reason to care. Why? If he has a reason to care, then we say that it's not a get unless you follow his instructions. But why would he care if she catches it or if it's in her dalet amas? There's no reason he should care. If there's no reason he should care, it doesn't make a difference.
I'm not questioning the reasoning. I'm saying is just could be
Again, if you're right, so why does the Gemara say he cares which city is given in? Let the Gemara say that wasn't his das. I'm trying to prove there's no such thing as his das. He wants a divorce. He wants to try to divorce. So if he doesn't care, as long as it gets to her, he gets to her.
In all kinyanim like that also, I think this guy's going to use this type of kinyan, then he uses something else instead. That shouldn't matter, you mean?
Well, I don't know the answer. And there's different, because here it's all one kinyan. It's yad. Chatzar is yad, Dalet Amas is yad. It all works because that's called the hand. It's a different way. So he tells the guy to do a chazakah. Whatever way the guy does a chazaka, he gets a chazaka. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is different ways of the same kinyan. It's not even a different kinyan. It's the same kinyan. It has to come to her hand. These are all expansions of the word hand.
Thank you.
So unless you have a reason, you should be mocked. But if you have a reason, you should be mocked. But that's a different story. Okay, we're going to start. You know, instead of starting this new sugya now, we'll start it on Monday morning. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful day.